toll free. Bring us anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
The features on the site, one of them, the main feature, actually allows you to control the content of the site. So as you find things online that you think are interesting, you think our other listeners might enjoy, or you might want to hear on the air, you can submit them as show prep to the freetalklive.com website, and then other listeners get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people see them, we're more likely to see them and talk about them. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Paul is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Mark, hi, Ian.
Hey.
Paul from Kentucky, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I'm looking here. Oh, thanks. I'm looking here at your page here, Farmers Market Vendors Banned from Slicing Cheese in New York. I see that as an opportunity for an inventor to make something. You know, all they come up with a few prototypes.
Like what?
For instance, to slice the cheese without having actually touching the cheese.
How does that work?
Some ideas, you can get some engineering ideas. It's called Design News. Actually, it's a website. It's for engineers, but some designers who are not entirely engineers actually use that to get ideas as far as what's happening in the engineering fields on different areas of engineering.
Okay, so Design News is a website for designer types and engineers. That sounds useful
right
for those folks, but I guess I don't understand how you cut cheese without cutting cheese.
Oh, if the machinery would inside, you know, inside whatever they would design would cut it for you according to what you would like, how it would you would want it cut.
Well, they have these machines, right? I mean, they have them in your local deli where you set the width of the
right,
cheese.
Right, but it's open, exposed, and air where you would actually have to place, you know, it's in the wrapper, right? So the machine would have to de-wrap the.
Well, so what you're saying, just a second.
You have to excuse me. I haven't read all of the articles on our website.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
Okay.
So I don't even know exactly what
they're saying is it can't be in the open air. So,
but this is in one flea market in New York, right?
Right. It's in the green market vendor. Yeah.
Isn't it so that that generally when you bring a new product to market, especially prototypes, are much more expensive than the sort of mass-produced model? And if this is only occurring in one place, then will it be of, you know, sort of financially, will it make sense for these people to pay, I don't know, I mean, to get the first prototype rolled out or the first five of them rolled out, it might be $500,000 a piece.
Did I fall asleep during the portion where why do we need a device to cut cheese or slice cheese?
Yeah, I mean, you can make a virtual prototype on a computer first. I mean, they have simulation software programs to do that first of all to see if it'll work. So
that's good.
Well, I mean, if that's how somebody wants to handle this is, you know, some sort of absurd government regulation saying you can't slice cheese in the open air at the farmer's market, then if they want to handle that by building some sort of unique one-off machine to cut the cheese for them in some sort of closed area, that seems like a really difficult way of handling this. Why not just go ahead and just cut the cheese anyway and defy the law?
Exactly.
I mean, if you don't want to
say there's regulations like that for, let's say, environmental health issues at a restaurant or inside the supermarket, I said, what if someone redesigned the way this is done right now, the way what we do for process of cleaning, it's then there'd be less regulations and it would change.
I don't see how there would be less regulations. I mean, you're talking avoiding a regulation.
I called my not the governor, the congressperson in my area here, and I asked, has there ever been somebody invented something to where it eliminated a regulation?
I imagine there has.
I doubt they would know the answer to that
government
question.
Government regulation, yeah.
Yeah, but there are a lot of inventions that have been designed to overcome laws, for sure. I mean, there are definitely things like that. I mean, CD burners are very useful for that that particular purpose. But still, I guess I just don't understand the focus on this. Maybe you've got the mind of an inventor or a tinkerer or something like that, whereas I'm more likely to just say, screw you, I'm going to cut as many slices of cheese in this open air as I want to, and then make it so the agricultural board has to go ahead and put me in handcuffs if they really want to, you know, take the issue to the extreme.
That's true. I mean, looking at it as competitive arena also, you know, because...
Well, you're not going to be able to compete if you have to spend a bunch of money on design and manufacturing of a machine when you could
I'm just saying overall, if, for instance, there's companies like IDEO. They you know, contract with large companies like IBM and other companies, Nike and such, and they've creative things, so they're, I mean, I'm just stating that.
Well, I think that technology is the greatest hope of humankind as far as throwing off tyranny. I'm certainly not going to disagree with that. I think in this instance,
the mind is the best, though. I mean, better than the technology. Actually.
Well, you have to have ideas before you can realize them as technology. So clearly the mind is the most important component.
Right.
They got minds in North Korea, and they're not going anywhere, though.
So, anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. A little, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but
unusual. The practice in this circumstance, and I don't know, but the likelihood of coming up with, for this one market in upstate New York where they're hassling people about cutting cheese in the open air or whatever, maybe that's not going to work. You know, maybe it's not worth it for that particular situation. You got to get the right producer, manufacturer of, I don't know, hermetically sealed boxes that contain cheese cutting devices that are remote controlled, hooked up with the people that would need to buy them, and they would need to be at a reasonable price.
Right, and the reason for this is supposed to be cleanliness. They don't want bacteria or whatnot getting on the pre-cut cheese. But you sell the cheese cutting device to the cheese vendors, and all of a sudden the cheese is 400% what it was a second ago.
Yeah.
According to the story here, let me give you some of the details on what's going on. New York Daily News, this is over at freetalklive.com, so thanks to whoever submitted this, nydailynews.com, with the report, where the state has a message for city government, city green market vendors, don't cut the cheese. The state agricultural department is enforcing a ban on slicing cheese in the open air, and shoppers have complained that the regulations means prepackaged cheese, which defeats the purpose of buying fresh. So these shoppers want to come to the farmer's market. They want to have a slice of cheese or whatever, a hunk of cheese chopped off a block or whatever, and they want to have it done in front of them. And that's something that's important to them. But the regulations are now preventing that. Mia Spence, 34, was at the green market on Monday. She said, it's silly. You should be able to buy exactly the amount you want. She bought 2.5 pounds and 1/4 pound chunks of paper-wrapped cheese at Bardwell Farm stall. It was more than she needed, and she wasn't happy about it. She says, I want to be able to buy a bachelor wedge, just a little cheese for a couple sandwiches before it goes bad, according to her friend.
I had this happen. You know, I generally get cheddar cheese at our house in a sort of a block from the grocery store. We went away to Pork Fest, so, you know, my normal eating of cheese in the evening was sort of thrown off, and we threw away a half or a quarter block of cheese.
That's not cheap. No. Cheese is expensive.
It was several dollars worth of cheese.
A lot of the time, she says, I go to the superstore, and they slice me less than 1/4 pound. A state regulation on the books since the 1970s requires what's called an Article 20C license to slice cheese for commercial sale.
Yeah, that's got to be important, right?
And it applies to green market vendors, according to the department spokesbureaucrat. She said that vendors can obtain the license only if they slice the cheese in a permanent building that excludes pests such as flies and has hot and cold running water in a 3-compartment sink. So this is all what is necessary in order to slice cheese.
You have to have a 3-compartment sink in order to slice cheese.
I'm wondering, do you think that the Department of Agriculture is going to start sending their bureaucrats into local parks to inspect your picnics to ensure that you haven't sliced some cheese out in a place where a fly could possibly land on it? I mean, who's ever been to a picnic before where flies haven't been around?
Well, it says for commercial sale here, so probably not.
No, that's
but
true.
But the point stands.
Right, the point being that the idea is to protect people from these horrible flies that are going to come and lay their eggs or poop on your cheese or whatever. And fact is, they can do that any old time they want to. More coming up here if you're going to eat outside. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. Maybe you're somebody who thinks that there should be regulation against cutting cheese at a farmer's market in the outdoors where all kinds of bugs can be around.
Sure. I think that people could eat all kinds of things that might be bad for them. But mm-hmm. you really have to ask yourself, you know, like, what's the role of government in this? You know, I know a friend of mine who goes out and picks dandelion leaves and eats them right there in the grass where...
Without washing them.
All kinds right? of things could poop on them and
Seems
stuff.
Like if you're looking for something highly regulated as far as food goes, you're going to go to the grocery store.
Yes.
The farmer's market has that feel of it's a community thing where yep. we're not going to...
That no roof feel.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
it came from the farm. It's just from the farm to the market, you buy it, right?
Indeed. And farms have been the place where, you know, trichinosis starts for, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Because there's never been a fly that's been in a grocery store before. I mean, come on!
Well, I think that grocery stores do offer, you know, sort of a higher level of sort of sanitation for people. But
unless
I don't
you've got
think
the guy in the meat department peeing all over the floor or something like that.
Right. Well, it could happen. But I think that it gives a perception and perhaps, I think, a truth of a higher level of sanitation. But maybe that's not what I want. Maybe what I want is, you know, more community participation. I want my dollars to go to local farms. I want that feel. Whatever it is, as a consumer, that should be my choice.
Right. And as a farmer at this farmer's market, you can't even get one of these licenses. There's no license that will allow you to cut cheese in the open. You just can't even do
it's
that.
It's not possible.
Right. If you want to cut cheese and sell cut cheese, you have to have a license that means you have an inspected business that's indoors, that's, you know, like sealed off from flies, and it's a permanent building, and it's got hot and cold running water, and a 3-compartment sink, and I'm sure there's more requirements than what they're listing here in this article.
Well, you can't just, by the sounds of it, not just cut cheese, but even not have cheese in a wrapper. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't even have a bunch of cut cheese already out there, you know.
Unless you have a license to have cut cheese.
Well, right, unless you have cheese. No, I think...
But you would have to wrap it up before you go and sell it.
It must be in a containment device
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to sell this. Because what the complaint was is this lady's like, you know, I didn't want to buy 2.5 pounds of blocks of cheese and half-pound blocks or whatever. I wanted just a bachelor block.
Right, she wants a special amount cut right there on the spot.
So what the cheese-cutting guy has to do is he has to guess what sizes his customers are right. going to want. So, and then that's going to lead him to the point that, well, you know, all I'm going to do is make, you know, 1 ounce or 10 ounce or 16 ounce, you know, pieces of cheese. He can't wrap each one of them individually and keep his prices at some reasonable level.
It's a mess. We'll continue telling you about it here in a moment.
Some people want their food so fresh that it's, you know, the blood is still coursing through its veins. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, and tactical fish finders. Tactical flashlights and fish finders. I wonder if there is a tactical fish finder. Boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You don't know how important this is when you're dealing with online businesses. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned. The manufacturers exclude mentioning their names along with their prices if they're too low. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So according to this story here about this cheese cutting, the NYDailyNews.com is reporting that the bureaucrat who is in charge of the spokesbureaucrat for the Agricultural Department in New York had this to say. She says, we don't want dirty utensils used at farmers markets.
Because having it under a roof is important.
There are many risks involved in slicing cheese in an open-air market. The product could be exposed to the elements, to bacteria and germs, while it's not wrapped, she said.
I guess that's true with every product, though. Isn't that true with vegetables and everything that they sell at the farmer's market? Why just cheese?
None of the 23,000 licenses that have been granted statewide is for slicing cheese in an outdoor market, she said. And according to one of the vendors, who's in his fourth year vending there at the market, Ed Huff said, I was encouraged by the green market to fresh slice my cheese when I first came here. It's what the customer expects. That's what they told me. Now Huff, 55 years old, a fourth-generation farmer, plastic wraps his cheeses at home. He says, we don't want a $600 fine. because, you know, we're bit obedient Americans, and we'll pay whatever
fine's a lot of money.
We'll pay whatever fine we're told to pay, because, you know, that's what good Americans do, is they follow all the rules, and they do exactly what they're told, and they bow down, and they kiss the ring, and they lick a boot whenever they're told to. They bitch about it. They don't like it very much. They, you know, they have the freedom of speech to where they can complain in a newspaper article, but ultimately, they're not going to do what makes their customers happy. They're not going to take a risk for their clients. They're going to go ahead and bow down and do whatever it is that they're told. Because what happens if the agriculture department fines you $600 and you don't pay? I don't know. I doubt anybody's ever bothered to find out. They're probably too afraid.
Yeah, many of these fines have no real backing of the violence of the state. I mean, you know, they can try
in some cases,
they can try to take your license away or something like that. I
don't have a license. I'm just selling stuff here at the farmer's market.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
The agriculture department is
such obedient serfs in this country that few people are willing to even find out. And, the ones that just ignore the fine, well, nothing ever happens. For instance, there was a situation where Russell Canning, a guy who was, here for a while for the Free State Project, he's moved away from Texas for family reasons, but intends to come back. He, got fined by the TSA for, leaving their line or...
Yeah, $2,500 fine for some nonsense. I don't remember what it was. But
something that's
nonsense.
Entirely unenforceable. It hasn't been, it's not passed down by some judge or anything
Right, people have been given $250 fines for forgetting and leaving a knife in their bag, that kind of thing.
And he just didn't pay. And there's never been anything come of it.
Not that I've heard of.
They don't have the force of law. This is some agency just... issuing a fine.
Right. It's
them a fine, and they'd ignore it, and am I going to do about it?
Exactly right. So that, I think, would be the most interesting thing here, because Eleanor Gordon, who's one of the customers there, says, I don't like buying cheese in plastic. It absorbs the flavor, she thinks. She said that, I think the government's just gone overboard in its rules and regulations. They've just gone nuts. I believe in clean, she said, but we've all survived with a few germs. In fact, isn't there some kind of information out there that shows that all the germ-killing products out there, kills 99.99% of germs, that the overuse of these products has basically made it so that people's immune systems aren't as strong as they could be?
I've absolutely heard this. Autoimmune diseases are more likely in, sort of westernized countries or industrialized countries than they are in, other countries, because we don't get exposed to the germs.
I make my sandwiches on windowsills, and... I haven't called in sick to work in 6 years.
Wow. Why are you making a sandwich on a windowsill?
Because it goes to the refrigerator, and then the windowsill is like closest to the refrigerator. The counter is across the room.
Pure laziness is what you're saying.
Sure.
It's convenience. It's not laziness.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you're somebody that supports these regulations. Certainly would love to hear from you to defend the status quo. Because I think the ideal situation would be for this... one of these vendors just keep cutting his cheese out there in the open to satisfy these customers. I mean, the poll here on the New York Daily News website, 71% say it's stupid. Let them cut the cheese wherever they damn well please. So clearly, most people, at least on the web poll, are saying these guys are fine. Leave them alone. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoots.com. www.HardShoots.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com features, including the BBS, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's free like everything else on our website, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
You know, you hear ads for gold on radio and even television all the time, and they don't really talk to you about investing in gold and silver, but they don't really talk to you about the most important aspect of investing, which is buy low so that you can sell high. You can't make money if you're not buying at a good rate, and we've set up gold.freetalklive.com to make that easy. You can go there. You can see the coins. You can buy them. You can comparison shop on the internet or via the telephone with these other organizations, because these coins are common coins that you can purchase. Check it out, gold.freetalklive.com. I've handpicked several coins there. I hope that you that they fit your needs. I think they will. gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the number here. Oh, I said we were going to do an update on the Orlando situation. For those of you that are unaware, in Orlando, Florida, for the last few weeks, there have been multiple arrests. Dozens of people have been arrested at Lake Eola Park, which is a downtown park within a 2-mile radius of City Hall, where people are being fed. people who are hungry. Maybe they're homeless or just down on their luck or just are hungry, and they happen to be passing through.
Jogging.
Are being fed at this park. And there's a city ordinance that was passed within the last, I don't know, whenever, that basically says if you're feeding people in an amount of over 25 people, that you're feeding people within a two-mile radius of City Hall, you are committing a crime. And the mayor of Orlando has called these people food terrorists. The people who are doing the feeding is what the mayor has called them.
Really?
Food terrorists.
Is that recent or is that...
This is recent. All of this is recent. And so the folks from Food Not Bombs and the folks from OrlandoCopWatch.com have been coming out on a weekly basis, actually twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, to feed people in the park. They continue to be arrested. The police keep throwing resources at this.
These people believe thoroughly in feeding hungry people. So they're going to do this because they believe it is right, just, and moral. And then this mayor, who I don't know what his deal is calling them food terrorists because they're trying to feed people. I think that this is absolutely insane.
But only over 25 people at a time?
Right. You could feed 24 people and you would not be a food terrorist, but feeding 25 people makes you a food terrorist.
Now, I love picking apart laws, so I'd like to see the actual text of this statute or ordinance, but what if I said, well, I'm not feeding 30 people, I just fed 10 people, then stopped for 5 seconds and I fed 10 more people. But
the cops don't really care. They're just coming and dragging people away.
Right, and they've drug off over 25, they've walked off, most of them have been compliant when they've been arrested. But they've walked off 25 people and put them in handcuffs and taken them and charged them with this crime, and then have issued no trespass orders against them, trying to prevent them from coming back to that same park. So this has been going on now for weeks, and Orlando has been now attacked by the hacktivists, people behind, some of the folks behind Anonymous have announced a campaign to attack Orlando's web assets, which began apparently yesterday, is going to presumably continue until they stop arresting folks. So I haven't heard too much more about Anonymous's campaign, but there's other news about our friends with Orlando Cop Watch. Because these guys aren't just doing the Lake Eola Park thing. They're doing other activism as well, like standing in front of the courthouse and handing out fully informed jury information, letting jurors, potential jurors know, and the members of the public know, that they have the right to use jury nullification if they're on a jury, meaning that they can say guilty or not guilty based on their opinion about the law and not about the facts in the case. And this is something that's very upsetting to the people in the halls of power. Specifically, one man in a robe, Judge Belvin Perry, issued an order a few weeks back basically banning any kind of outreach on the courthouse grounds. You can't hold signs, you can't talk to jurors, you can't hand out flyers, you can't be an activist on the Orlando courthouse grounds, which is essentially a four-block swath of land in downtown Orlando. It's a tremendously large facility with a huge parking lot and everything. You cannot be anywhere
in
there.
And this is where the growth of government is going on in a lot of cases, right there on these courthouse steps. And these lawyers who essentially have taken over what was supposed to be a citizen government, they're trying to block every way for normal people to be involved in their government.
Yeah, they don't like this
information. This is bureaucracy, people.
They don't like this information getting out, and it was looking good for a while. They had Julian Hyglund, the world-renowned disobedient jury nullification activist, come out there and violate the judge's ban on handing out pamphlets. He was not arrested. He did that more than once and was not arrested at any point there. However, an arrest has been made. It happened today in Orlando. As activist John Kurtz from Orlando Cop Watch, one of the guys behind Orlando Cop Watch, and who is one of the primary... He was also the guy that kicked off the Feeding the Homeless civil disobedience in Orlando by feeding the homeless on the City Hall steps.
He is active.
In Orlando. John and some of the Orlando crew came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this past week. Got to meet up with him again. And Mark, I think you met him for the first time, actually.
Yes, that's so.
Really, really nice, nice guys from Orlando. And they had a good time up here in New Hampshire. But unfortunately, John was on trial today, and tomorrow his trial will be continuing, where he's facing 6 years in prison for a felony count of recording the police. Now, I don't know what the actual charge is, wiretapping or disorderly conduct or some other nonsense like that. But essentially,
they make up.
Yeah, they arrested him for recording the cops. So outside of the courthouse, he had some supporters, both inside and outside of the court. And libertarian activist Mark Schmitter, Schmitter was arrested today for handing out jury nullification flyers. This according to FrelineMediaOrlando.com. handing out these flyers to prospective jurors in front of the Orange County Courthouse. Although Schmitter has been handing out the flyers since last September, there has been an administrative order in place since January 31st banning the practice. Until today, however, the order has never been enforced. Susan Soto, the public information officer for the Orange County Sheriff's Office, confirmed that Schmitter was arrested this morning by sheriff's deputies, but referred all questions about the arrest to the courthouse. Spokesbureaucrat for the courthouse said that he was arrested and arraigned this afternoon in the court of Chief Belvin Perry, the same man that issued the order against handing this stuff out. Perry said that his arraignment today had his arraignment today at 1:30 and was released on a $2,500 bond. He was charged with indirect criminal contempt.
Indirect criminal contempt.
Was then transported to the Orange County Jail. Schmitter, who is 64 years old, was old enough to be your grandfather, perhaps, was booked into the jail at 4:10 in the afternoon. Judge Perry had issued the administrative order banning anyone from handing out written material to prospective jurors on the grounds that it represented a form of jury tampering. The order may have been, of course, he wasn't charged with jury tampering.
And this is a thousand-year right of juries to nullify bad laws.
Mm-hmm. And it's not attempting to sway the jury on a case.
Educating them about the reality.
Right. It's not saying, vote this way on this case, or you should do this. It's saying you have the power as a juror to decide the law based on your opinion about it.
I'm not sure how this courthouse works, but I guess you could make the argument that current jurors are going through the same door that prospective jurors are going through if this is a huge courthouse, and you wouldn't want to be handing flyers to current jurors because it could be interpreted as jury tampering at that point because they're on a case and they're not supposed to be influenced by outside sources.
But you're not attempting to influence anybody to a specific case. I don't even think there's a problem there. And we've never been charged with jury tampering here in any cases. And we've done some pretty outrageous things that, you know, they could very well have just hit people with charges, like John Connell standing out in front of a courthouse during a trial of a free stater, or excuse me, a liberty activist,
right,
and holding a sign that says 7 years for gardening, or, you know, no victim, no crime. I mean, and we were handing things out to those jurors if we could. And every month here in Keene, New Hampshire, I and others stand in front of the courthouse and hand flyers to every single potential juror that's walking into that court. Those people are going to be picked for a case. But we're not saying to them, hey, vote not guilty in so-and-so versus so-and-so. We're not saying that. There's no actual
just education.
Right.
All this is education.
Right. These are your rights. Here they are. So this man was arrested for this educational process today in Orlando. 800-259-9231. The John Kurtz case continues, and there's a little bit more on what's going on. We'll share that with you here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. In these remaining moments, there is still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make the call right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features for free. Now, if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are a few different ways to do that. You can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a list of things that you can do to help put Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. There are different ways to go about that, including grabbing some web banners or printing out flyers or maybe calling your local talk radio station on behalf of Free Talk Live. Promote.freetalklive.com. Head on over there and get some ideas. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We appreciate the efforts. As we continue here with an update out of Orlando, Florida, which has become a real hot spot over the last year, ever since the Orlando Copwatch crew came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and were, from what I understand, inspired by a lot of the activism that's been going on up here in New Hampshire. They've really kicked off within the last year and started doing some really visible and effective, I think, activism.
I'd agree.
Unfortunately, when you do visible, effective activism, it attracts violence on the part of the state and the people calling themselves the state, that is. And in this particular event today, there was a trial for John Kurtz, who'd been aggressed against for recording the cops. He's still on trial. They basically managed to pick a jury today. And according to John's friends who were there at the courtroom today, the jury doesn't look so great. Just eyballing him, looking at him.
Mm.
His friend says he didn't really like the ones that ended
I don't like what
picked.
I see.
Which, of course, makes sense because, the people that are picked for juries tend to be very docile and obedient Americans. The state people want to make sure they're packing the jury with as many state lovers as they can possibly find. So it's likely a pretty difficult task to try to get liberty-oriented people on a jury. But in the hopes of maybe converting someone to a, or finding somebody who has a, I guess, a somewhat open mind, there were people outside of the Orlando courthouse that were doing fully informed jury outreach. They were handing out information to these jurors to inform them about jury nullification. And one of those folks was arrested for it. His name is Mark Schmitter, and he's 65 years old, was arrested in front of the courthouse today. this morning. As he was handing out that information, he apparently did go limp. He laid down as soon as he determined that he was going to be arrested. And as soon as they mentioned they were arresting him, he just laid down on the ground, went limp, didn't resist, according to James Cox, who was also up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
A very dynamic activist.
Yep, got to meet him recently last week as well. Feige's goal, by the way, is to encourage jurors to vote not guilty if they disagree with or disapprove of the law the defendant's being charged with. The result, the organization based in Montana believes, will send a message to state and federal lawmakers that there are too many victimless crimes that people are being prosecuted for. Schmitter endorsed the concept and spent 4 months handing out the flyers every Monday morning in front of the courthouse until Perry issued his order on January 31st. The ACLU responded with a lawsuit challenging the order, which Feige supported. Schmitter had started handing out the flyers again this month, and the media swarmed, as the media swarmed on the Orange County Courthouse for a different high-profile trial. Cox said, what had surprised him about this arrest is that Schmitter had been going to the courthouse for months, often with Julian Heiklin from New Jersey, who'd been engaging in civil disobedience since the 1940s. Although the two men defied Perry's order numerous times, neither of them had ever been arrested. But all of a sudden today, they decided to go ahead and, the gauntlet down.
This was for John Kurtz's trial.
Yeah. So Feige had actually discouraged Schmitter from distributing flyers at the courthouse, and Cox said the association preferred to let the ACLU challenge it on free speech grounds and was worried that if Schmitter got arrested, it would discourage other activists from distributing the flyers in the future. Feige's stance on this, the courthouse should have been left alone, and I'm glad they didn't leave the courthouse alone because I think that's the wrong approach.
Feige wanted to discourage him from distributing flyers because if he was arrested, it would discourage people from distributing flyers?
That's the claim, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of courthouses in the United States, and most of them, I guess, you can distribute these flyers, or at least a good portion of them. And perhaps what they're saying is, well, let's let the ACLU fight this out in this one courthouse, but we'd rather keep all those other courthouses. We don't want people getting scared. And, you know, I mean, I suppose it's a strategy. Is it a good one or a bad one?
It's a wimpy strategy. It's just, let's use the system and we'll work it out through the courts. It'll only take 15 years, and then we'll make a decision someday that's essentially what we're talking about here.
Right.
The courts go so slow.
This guy being arrested forces the court to read that pamphlet. I assume that has to be entered into evidence, and I assume the court has to decide if that is or is not influencing jurors one way or the other.
Well, sure, but the court probably has already decided what it's going to say, and what are we really going to accomplish here? Do you want the Supreme Court saying that the jury nullification is not something? I mean, I don't know that they could, but I think that they could stall this stuff. I mean, these are lawyers; they know how to use their words to make this, you know, not happen.
Well, that's why I'm glad that Mark Schmitter went back out there and continued to do this in defiance of this man's order. And it should be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't know what indirect criminal contempt
that means that you're
is.
Not in the presence of the court.
Oh, I see. You're not with invisible distance in the courtroom of the man in the robe.
You're
got
in contempt
it.
If you say don't pay a fine that the court has imposed, but you could be, you know, still in contempt.
So I don't know if that means that there's going to be a trial, because I know with criminal contempt, normally there's no trial. It's just, bam, you're in jail. I mean, our friend Bo was put in jail for 5 days.
Is there a difference between criminal contempt and then contempt of court?
Because there are two different types of contempt, as I understand it. There's civil contempt and criminal contempt.
Okay.
But there may be different types of contempt in different states. So I'm only familiar with New Hampshire. I don't know all the, you know, the ins and outs of the
Florida
system. We
have had trials
in
New Hampshire of people that were charged with contempt. So, Dave Ridley, for recording in the court lobby, was charged with contempt of the court order for recording in the lobby.
And there was a trial on that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I've got one coming up, because I've been charged with contempt for violating bail conditions. So, I don't know.
Indirect contempt.
I guess.
So, maybe that's why.
It's all very confusing to me. And anyway, I just appreciate the fact that this guy went out there and defied this judge's order and continued to hand out this information. I hope that he's not the only one.
I do, too. I don't want to make it seem like I don't. I'm just saying that Feige has its plan, and its plan is valid for it.
Oh,
but the thing
is
it's a decentralized organization that just advocates people passing out pamphlets. Those people are going to pass out those pamphlets any way they want. If Feige wants to distance itself from this guy, I don't care.
Look, you need to understand something if you're going to be doing activism. It's risky. even the most seemingly innocuous of activism.
Yeah, like handing a pamphlet.
Handing
out,
come on, you know, you look at the Constitution, the First Amendment.
Seems pretty clear that in the United States of America, where pamphlets are what built the country.
Yeah.
Like, literally, this country would not have been free from England if it wasn't for pamphleting. That clearly, handing out pamphlets should be legal. Yeah, but not when they say it isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa! You can't hand out pamphlets here. This is a courtroom. These are court steps.
The feds even have a charge called illegal distribution of handbills.
Yes.
There's actually a law that bans people handing out stuff. I mean, it's just
they've done everything
crazy.
But say, hey, no, it's not a free country. Sorry, you got lied to.
Right. It's all in their actions, though. So anybody that looks at this can make those, you know, can come to those conclusions. So, you know, this continues. And my point being, you've got to understand that you're risking something. I mean, that's just the way it is. You're threatening the status quo. These people are going to take this real personal. They've liked things the way they've been. It's been good to be in the gang. Still is. They got a sweet pension, all kinds of great benefits, and they can do whatever the flip they want to you. And that's how it pretty much is today. But those things could change if enough people were active. But they don't want you to be active. So that's why they're trying to make examples out of people like Mark Schmitter in Florida, or John Kurtz, who's on trial for using a video camera, or our friend Ademo, who was talking to a judge, or Derek, who was arrested here in Keene yesterday for using a video camera. Again, they're trying to scare you. They want you to be afraid so you won't do anything. So you look around and say, well, boy, I think it'd be better if I just keep quiet. I should just keep to myself, take care of myself, don't worry about any of this freedom stuff. Because that's going to work, right? That won't lead down the road to tyranny, will it? You just ignoring everything that goes on around
you?
The
only thing for, I don't know what the quote is, but the only thing it takes for tyrants to win is for good men to sit silently.
That's right. And most people just don't do anything. And that's why we're where we are. So you have to ask yourself, are you willing to take a risk?
I don't want most people to do anything, frankly. I think most people are idiots, and they...
Well, that's really a negative view of the world, and I don't agree.
All I have to do is see how they vote in order... I mean, you know, their actions
are...
You voted
before, so what?
Yep. I don't think there's something wrong with voting. I think there's something wrong with people demanding money be stolen from us, other people, in order to get what they want.
Well, whatever, Mark.
They don't understand how the marketplace works.
Understand, don't do anything. Most people who understand liberty don't
agree.
Do anything. Because they're scared.
Because of the TV at home.
There's all kinds of excuses and distractions. The only way you're going to make a change is if you're willing to change yourself and take a risk. Now, you can eliminate the risk or lessen it by getting together with others, and that's why we're here in New Hampshire. See you tomorrow.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.